Siempre Pa'lante presents The Aguacate Chronicles. Aguacate, dímelo. Aguacate, dímelo. Hola, mi gente. Welcome to The Aguacate Chronicles. I'm your host, Gerardo Luis Alvarez. Gracias for listening. Last episode, Renata and I left you wanting more with all things plátanos. I mean, who doesn't like tostones, maduros, mofongo, and switching into the versatility of arroz? You can add cornmeal and a fried egg, and boom, that's one meal. Don't forget gallo pinto to complete your breakfast, el desayuno completo. If you don't know by now, we take this food thing serious. You need to be close to a kitchen, bodega, or your favorite spot you love to eat. Up next on the menu, we got aguacate, flan, arroz con frijoles, bistec empanizado, café, plátano, banana, y arroz con salchicha. Mama. These delicious foods get highlighted on audio clips featuring hosts of the show, Better Let Me Tell You, DJ Inish, founder and owner of Amy's Pastelillos, Amy Rivera Nazar, and executive director for Nosotros, Natasha Galano. So cógelo con take it easy. There's enough to go around. Buen provecho. Enjoy the show. Episode 8, we got a chance to catch up with my two Cuban brothers. These guys, man, Estos Cubanos, they have one of the best shows out there. The show is called Better Let Me Tell You. My good friends, DJ and Ish. And the show was called Listen, Laugh, and Learn. And it's a phrase they use in their show. And it was, rightfully so, I had to repurpose and just use it for this episode. But they don't just do this. They dabble in the pop-up. And they have this business called Ping Pong Pollo. And they have a side hustle selling wings. They do pop-ups again and cater throughout South Florida. Their show is just amazing, very cultural, but they highlight everybody. They've had the who's who of anybody you could imagine. I mean, every time I listen to them, I'm like, man, they got so-and-so on the show. Yeah, they're amazing. Really cool brothers. I'm glad I got to connect with them. And it was just a really cool show to talk to them. I got to see them in Miami, meet them in Miami last year. We did some other things. Other collaborations we've done, so let's hear this clip.
The Haas avocado, it's not aguacate. It's the bigger one, right? That's the one they eat. And I love the Haas avocado, right? They're like, it's not aguacate. And I'm like, oh my God, this is so Cuban. The Cuban avocado is better. My favorite thing on earth, is flan. I realize that I will never win against a flan. It doesn't matter how well I may be into like whatever diet, I will never say no to the flan. It's bad. Like, for example, a friend of ours, when we do Christmas dinner, she does amazing flans. And she always brings two, a regular one and a cheese one. You don't understand. I need to control myself because I will have the whole thing and I don't care. And then like, I'm like, okay, but she's bringing it for like the party, right? I will always lose the flan, and I'm totally okay with it.
We all know that if you don't get a piece in the first round of when she cuts the flan, you're not going to get it in the second round. There's no second round. The second round is his.
You could keep a lobster, an expensive steak. You could keep all that. Give me the flan.
So for me, I mean, I could cheat and I could say one of the staple was obviously arroz con frijoles negro, right? Like there was always rice. But I'm going to go the route that he went also. Like my favorite thing to have, to the point where like I would ask for it on special occasions, like my birthday and all that, is bistec empanizado. And it's the most basic thing in the world. It's nothing out of the ordinary. It's literally the steak you have on a Tuesday, just breaded. Pero I don't care.
The thing about bistec empanizado is that bistec empanizado as a collective is more than the sum of its parts.
Yes, yes, yes. Because if you break it down, it's just breaded steak. And in English, breaded steak sounds like but un bistec empanizado.
And the steak you use for bistec empanizado isn't even like a good cut, right?
No, it's not.
You don't do it with like panko flavored bread crust. You do it with gila crust, whatever.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't taste like anything, but it's greater than the sum of its parts. It's magic when you put it together.
This is why they have one of the best shows out there. This podcast they have is absolutely amazing. And you saw, we got very little to do on this. Like, this is one of those where we can give a little bit of words and go on to the next clip, because they literally broke it down so masterfully. Like, I was like, wow. Like, when I was listening to this clip, I was cracking up, because there was more to this discussion than this short, like 2.5 minute clip. Yeah. DJ and Ish, you guys are special. Se te quiere de gratis. We talked about aguacate, right? So they broke down the whole little bit of an aguacate and there's two different ones. Again, another usual suspect, flan, came up, and, you know, arroz con frijoles negro, black beans and rice, bistec empanizado, the Cuban breaded steak, the infamous Cuban breaded steak, breadcrumbs and steak. I've had this, I mean, and this could be also with chicken. I've had this like countless times. I mean, I don't have it as much now. My little bean, Ariana, she has it. Her abuelita makes it for her. But I know you were laughing and smiling with this. Like, what's your thoughts on this? Because these guys are hilarious.
It was perfect. The description, it sounds better. And it really does sound more appetizing, and it is true, than in English. That made sense. I mean, we call it bife milanese, but it's the same thing. And I think for us, I think it was like influence of the Germans when they came south to Brazil. So it is big too. It is something that I think they, if I'm not mistaken, the name is schnitzel. Right, the original one, like Germany kind of thing. It is steak, breaded steak, fried with rice and beans, little saladita. Ay, que delicia. That's it.
Yeah, that's it. And Flan made another appearance here. Flan, I mean.
Yeah, those are key. No, those are basics. Just like rice and beans, a flan, it is. It is. He have to exist in our existence.
Yes, yes. DJ loves flan. You heard the segment. And then also the aguacate. I mean, as avocados, aguacate. And that's the interesting part. The Florida aguacate, avocados, a little different, bigger, creamier. But then you have the aguacate that a lot of more people are familiar with. I think the more American, right, with the guacamole style, the one you make with guacamole and stuff. Well, what's your favorite one, Jonathan?
Absolutely. Well, in Brazil, Hass avocados is something new to us. The little ones that we usually have it over here, this is relatively new to us. We usually have the huge ones, the huge, big ones, the size of a melon. Kind of thing. It's not as creamy as the Hass avocado is. So I think that's probably why it was used so much in a sweet and back in Brazil. I like it both. But the Hass avocado, they have some specific creaminess to it that it beats everything. You know, just got that little thing, put in an avocado toast, crack a fried egg on top of it, and let that gooiness go down with the avocado. Yeah, try to beat that. The simplicity of it.
Yes, yes. And that's one of the common themes of this entire Aguacate Chronicles is, again, that simplicity. You've heard Renata say this, the basics, the simplicity. Then you can make it even, you could crank it up a notch and make it more special, a little bit more special, where you add other flavors to it and other things. Like we talked about cafecito con flan. You talk about bistec empanizado con arroz, sorry, arroz con gris, right? Arroz, rice and beans, you know, black beans and rice. fine. I feel like the simplicity, and when you mash up different things on the plate, that brings everything together. But sometimes you just can have it with a little bit of cafecito and a little snack, a little aguacate con cafecito. Why not?
To all my potential sponsors, here's another opportunity for This Was Brought to You By Insert Your Brand Name Here. Did you know, according to the Haas Avocado Board, avocados from Mexico imported more than 2.4 billion pounds of avocados in fiscal year 2023. That's a lot of aguacates, mi gente. Here's some more fun facts. Aguacates are good for your health. They contain more than 20 vitamins and minerals. Put down that candy bar and go eat some aguacate. In the U.S., we eat 8 pounds of aguacates from Mexico per person per year on average. You know I contribute to that. Here's one more. In 2021-2022, U.S. imports of Mexican Haas aguacates was $4 billion, contributing to $11.2 billion in U.S. economic output. Oh, and by the way, aguacates created close to 60,000 jobs. So next time you're enjoying fresh aguacate, thank the good people of Mexico for giving us one of the most delicious fruits that go with everything. Con todo. Gracias, Mexico. Now back to the show.
Episode 9, Hustle, Happiness, and Healing Through Comfort Food. Amy Rivera Nazar is Puerto Rican, is the founder and owner of Amy's Pastelillos. She is known as the unofficial pastelillo lady of Philly. And one of the things that I've seen here with Amy, and to backtrack, if you haven't had a pastelillo, I mean, I had to pause there because it's absolutely amazing, especially homemade. And the biggest thing here, her inspirations are from her mother, those recipes. And she honors her mom's legacy by creating these new experiences for everyone. And she does pop-ups, and this comfort food is amazing. When you're in Philly, check her out. She's ventured into other places. She's gotten very big. I'm glad I got her in the humble beginnings because, I mean, again, her food is amazing. So let's go to the clip.
Coffee is one. Coffee, I felt like, was at every meal. And when I tell you, I've been drinking coffee since I was a kid. I've been drinking coffee since I was a kid. And that's mom's right there. We would go to school, middle school, high school, wake up, had a cup of coffee. We always had plantain. There was always plátanos. And it was always in the more typical forms, which are like totones or maduros. But a memory I have actually with Alex, my brother, is him and I were weird. That maybe this is what sparked it. Maybe I have this all wrong. But him and I would be doing some weird stuff in the kitchen. Like when we got hungry, we always had like little munchies. Him and I would be putting the worst things together, right? Like, because we had the most random ingredients in the house. So we would do some weird stuff. But I always think about this as I have kids now. Things look differently when you have kids. But him and I, we were very young. Like we would cut up a green plantain into like chips, right? Like, first of all, we're using knives and then we're frying them. I would never let my kids near a fryer. And here, me and Alex was just like, ah, let's make some. And then we throw stuff on it. But that's a memory I have with him. And like, just always doing some weird concoctions in the kitchen. Was plátanos and like frying them, and that was your snack. How like Boricua is that? That you're not like, let me go make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. No, let's go fry. Let's go fry plantains. So plantains, I feel like, were always part of everything. And even today, I love just the versatility of a plantain. I like messing with it, using it differently. And I don't use it for like public things. I just like to do it at home. There was this one time I had like 30 plátanos left over from something. I think like an order got canceled. And I was like, I'm not throwing this away. And I made everything. I did taco shells. I did poutine. I made cake. Like, I just played with it. Plantain is such a versatile thing, but it's been part of my life forever.
Plantain, once again, plantain. But there was coffee too, though. So it was coffee. It was like, she didn't even miss a beat. Big shout out to Amy. She did not miss a beat. She's like, coffee. It started drinking as a kid. And for anybody who has grown up in a Latino household or in a household where coffee, it doesn't even have to be Latino. It could be a household where coffee is a staple. You start drinking it early on. And Plátano, she went into the versatility of Plátanos and a really cool story of her and her brother, Alex. Alex, actually, a little fun fact here. Alex is in all things pop culture. He designs figures, vinyl figures. He's an artist, amazing artist. I met him at Comic-Con and it was so funny. I'm talking to him and I'm like, wow, this is really cool. I noticed you follow this really cool account. It's called Amy's Pastelillos. And he goes, yeah, that's my sister. And I'm like, no. I'm like, I need to get her on the show. And the funny thing is, I'm supposed to have Alex on the show already because we've been talking about that. I ended up having his sister on the show already. And yeah, I've been getting on him. So Alex, I know this is like, you've heard this. We got to get you on the show. So let's leave that there. But coffee and plátanos, Renata. Sound familiar? Sound familiar?
I mean, how many times are we going to mention this, right? Because again, delicious, simple, easy plátanos, plátano chips. As kids, frying. Look, you see the generational thing here again. Yeah, it's different times nowadays when you put it this way.
Yeah, those stories, you know what I like with some of the clips? They have these little stories within them that she was just saying, like, I wouldn't even let my kids near a fryer in today's age, right?
But I totally relate with her, though. I can totally relate.
Yeah. And again, this, the plantains, plátanos, verde, maduro. I mean, these, you can literally create some really cool snacks with this that can, you can stretch it. You can really stretch it. And I feel like what she said at the end, with she had what, like 30? And she's like, well, wait a second. She made all these different types of things that, I mean, food doesn't go to waste. Especially, we know about this, Renata, growing up, we shared stories. Food does not go to waste. We find a way to get every ingredient repurposed or stretched out so people can eat.
Yeah, she was very creative. When she mentioned taco shells with plantains, that's kind of brilliant. Look at that. I mean, wow. Big tostones, like. Delicious. That's clever.
Her pop-ups are really cool and engaging. And you know, she brings a little small team. They're just so nice and the food is just on point. And the cool thing is she also, with pastelillos, and they're similar to empanadas. It's the Puerto Rican style take, but they just, it hits different. I tell people it hits different.
We do have something, pastéis. We also have that in Brazil a lot. And for us, you know how we serve that with, I mean, back in the day when I was working in Brazil, you know, we have to take a bus coming back home, like very difficult. So they have those little stores where they would have pastel de queijo, like a meat pastel, fry on a spot, and then you drink with a tall glass of cane sugar juice with lime. In a scorching hot day, it might seem too sweet, but it didn't matter. It was just the perfect combination. Pastel de cana, pastel com suco de cana. Ah!
That's it. And these foods, some foods you can have year-round because that's the way you're used to it. But some foods, they hit different at a certain season. Like to me, I'm big on soups in the winter. I can have soup every day. Andrea knows this, but in the summer, don't get me near a soup. And fun story with my suegra, my mother-in-law, Rosa, she loves making soups and she makes really good soups. In the summer, I remember when I was dating Andrea, she made, I forget the soup it was, and you know, I ate it, but I was kind of like, and she's like, "You want more?" And I'm like, no, I'm good. Thank you. You know, and I told Andrea, I said, "Listen, it's like close to like 90 degrees. I know we're outside and it's very hot. I didn't want her to be upset, but I really don't eat soup in the summer." Like, that's not how, but some cultures, that's what they do. And that's fine. And that's okay. There's no right or wrong way to celebrate food and to have food. Gracias, Amy. Te deseo lo mejor y más. Continued success. Your Puerto Rican cuisine is absolutely amazing. Episode 10, Learning from the Past by Living in the Present for the Future, featuring Natasha Galano. It's Afro-Latina, it's Cubana. She's a cancer survivor. Her story within that, you have to listen to the episode to hear that story she shares. Because, I mean, it's so inspiring. She's an actress. She's the director of media and communications for Nosotros. They're the oldest Latino arts advocacy organization in the U.S., and they were founded in 1970 by Hollywood legend Ricardo Montalban. Yes, Ricardo Montalban. Yes, and if you don't know who he is, Google is a beautiful thing. And when you read about some of his accomplishments, it's amazing. He's a legend. Let's listen to this clip.
When I was a kid, it's a mixture of two things. So, you know, we didn't grow up with money. My grandma would make arroz con salchicha with Vienna sausages. And she would like put like little potatoes or like little peppers or whatever, right? But it was like rice and Vienna sausages. But they always had the cans, the little can with the blue and the Vienna sausages. And guys, it's gross. Now, when I think back, it's like, I don't even know what it is, but I would just open the can, drain it out, and take out una salchicha. I would eat them. My grandma always had salchicha, always had Vienna sausages. And I would just eat them. I would dip them in ketchup. I would just eat. Arroz con salchicha and Vienna sausages. That was like my favorite food. So,
yes, growing up Cuban, I can relate 1,000% on that one.
100%. That Vienna sausage, I cannot eat. And we would eat also bananas. And it wasn't just like plátano maduro. It wasn't just like that. Straight up bananas, like with spaghetti or anything, actually. We would have a banana. My grandma always had a banana with everything.
It is incredible to me, the anthropology of it. How is it possible that we can connect with so many similar things? It just makes me laugh so much. It's so funny that she's saying Vienna sausage with rice. Up to this day, you go to my uncle's house on Christmas time, Thanksgiving, he makes this dish. We call it arroz de forno. That is exactly that. Rice with Vienna sausages. He add all the stuff to it. He add corn and tomato sauce, but it's exactly that. Getting the Vienna sausage and eating when they're cooking. How many times I've done this? For me, it's incredible the connection that we have all across our cultures, and we're so far apart, but it's so close. Same thing. Bananas with everything. That's my family's lunch today back in Brazil. If I call them now, like, and ask them, they're probably going to have that. Like, what are you eating right now? So it's funny to me. It's funny. It's incredible. How can we be so connected with the little details, up to the little details?
Yeah, I was holding back. I know you saw me on camera laughing. And I you even heard me on the clip. I've eaten arroz con salchicha. You know, Cuban rice with sausages, Vienna sausages. I mean, I've lost count. But I can't remember the last time I've had it now, though. So fast forward, you get older. And after listening to this, I got to tell my mom, like, Mom, can you make it one more time? You know, una vez más, just to eat it. But when you think about, like, just the whole, the Vienna sausage, right? Like, they come in this little blue container, as we heard in the clip.
It's not wrong.
Right? Like, you just look at it, and you open it up, and you're like, all right, what was processed to create these sausages? Then it goes through your mind, you're like,
Do not think.
Yeah, just like, I don't know. But yeah, that was a really fun clip. And the plátano maduros obviously made a little appearance, but bananas. You said it, like bananas with everything. I mean, I've eaten bananas with every dish, and you would think my friends would be like, I've eaten spaghetti, I have a banana next to it. I've eaten rice, a banana next to it. Not maduros, not tostones, not verde, no, the banana, yellow banana. And people just were like, I don't know, it's just that texture, the taste, you know, bananas sweet, and it really gives that nice, it gives a nice flavor, but it also acompaña, you know, it's
yeah, it's the umami, the whole thing.
Yeah, it partners good. It literally gives you that flavor. So Natasha, keep doing your thing. Thank you for sharing.
Mi gente, I just finished eating some tostones topped with a little aguacate, un poquito de flan, y cafecito. I know there's a lot to take in. Remember, it's a marathon, not a sprint. I'm here to help you on your food journey one bite at a time. After you listen, don't forget to show love. Rate, review, follow, like, subscribe, and share. You can find the show on every major podcast platform. Keep the feedback coming via the comments section, email, and DMs. Share your favorite recipe while you're at it. Special thanks to DJ Ish, Amy Rivera Nassad, Natasha Galano, my co-host Renata Sampaio, Santiago Ramones on the edit, and DJ Andre Jones for your support on the intro. Tune in next week for more mouth-watering treats, and remember, it's all about the aguacate. Dímelo!